message about what is baptism all about. So I've got some little slides on the screen here. I don't know if we've got the first one. Baptism. Three things that baptism is about. The first one is identifying with a person. We're identifying with Jesus. Identification. So we've got lots of people on there, lots of famous people in history. I wonder, who do you identify with in your life? We all identify with different people. Being baptized is a way of saying, I want to identify with Jesus with my life. I'm putting my trust in Jesus. I'm trusting in him as a person and what he's done on my behalf. So when we become baptized, we're saying, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that he rose again from the grave, and I want him to be in my life. He's the person I'm identifying with. You know, in the time of Jesus walking on this earth, Judaism, if they had someone convert to the Jewish faith who wasn't a Jew, who was a Gentile, a non-Jew, then they would have to be baptized. They would have to be dunked, soaked completely, dunked right down in water as a sign of their washing from their past coming over to the Jewish faith. So it was a well-known thing at the time when the Bible was written in the New Testament that someone who wasn't a Jew had to go through this ceremony. But interestingly enough, the Jews didn't have to go through this ceremony. They had all these different ritual washings, but they didn't have to be baptized because they were Jewish by birth. They were descendants of Abraham. And they believed that that got them a free ticket to heaven, really, because of their genealogy. But actually, this guy called John the Baptist, you might have heard of him, John the Baptist turned up and started telling even the Jews, no, you've got to be baptized too, because actually, we've all messed up. All of us have got sin in our lives, things that we do wrong, things that God doesn't agree with. And John the Baptist said to the Jews, you too need to be baptized because you need to repent, which basically means confess, Lord, I've messed up, and with God's help, turn your life around. So he was baptizing many people in the River Jordan, and they would come to be baptized to identify with his message, the message of repentance, of confessing, yeah, I need God to forgive me. So it was all about identification, either Gentiles identifying with the Jewish nation or people identifying with John the Baptist's message. But then Jesus himself came, and he was the one that John the Baptist pointed to. John the Baptist said, someone is coming after me who's going to be the Messiah, the King, and I'm not even unworthy to take his shoes off, but he's going to be the one you should follow. And Jesus came, and Jesus said, baptize all nations. So Jesus has given Christians a command, go and tell everyone the good news about me and baptize everyone who believes in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now that's significant because when a Gentile converted to the Jewish faith, they would be baptized in the name of the God of Israel. So they'd be baptized into God's name, so they belong to God. But Jesus says, go and baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what that means is Jesus was claiming to be God. I don't know if you're aware, but many places in the Bible, Jesus claimed to be not only human, he was fully human, we know that, but he also claimed to be God, God as a human being. So Jesus forgave people's sins, something that only God can do. Jesus did miracles that only God can do. He rose from the dead. That was a God miracle. So he went around claiming to be not just a person, but claiming to be God. So when we're being baptized, we're actually saying, yeah, I believe that Jesus is a person, but I also believe that he's God. Come to this earth. Come to rescue me from all the bad things that I've done. And being baptized is a symbol of that. It's also a public declaration. So you're saying to your friends, your family, you're saying to everyone, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I want to follow him with my life. Jesus said this, if you're ashamed of me in this world, you know, this evil world that does bad things, if you're ashamed of me in front of others, I'll be ashamed of you one day when you get to heaven. But if you're not ashamed of me, I won't be ashamed of you when you stand before me. I don't want Jesus to be ashamed of me. I want him to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. So I'm coming out clean. I love Jesus. I'm not ashamed of that. Jesus is the one that I'm building my life upon. And being baptized is an excellent way of saying, yes, I'm dedicating to Jesus. Yes, I'm in. What about you? Where are you with Jesus today? After I finish this short message, I want to give a chance for us to pray together. And if anyone wants to pray a prayer, simple prayer, that I'll lead you in, we'll just do it together as a group. And if you want to pray that prayer between you and God, it's an opportunity for getting right with God. So baptism is about identification. The second point of my 3 points is this. Baptism is about cleansing, washing. I don't know what's your favourite soap that you use. Can we just shout out a few different ones, please? Any Doves here? Ah, we've got some ladies who like the Dove. Carbolic, yes, nice. Imperial Leather, oh yeah, that's very manly. Very good. Palmolive. Shield, do we still have Shield? Yes. There we go. That's how much notice I take of the bar of soap. You know, and isn't it great to have a good shower, to come out feeling clean, feeling fresh? There's nothing quite like it. And in the same way, there's nothing quite like when we confess something that we know we've done wrong to someone else, and we come clean and we say, okay, it's a fair cop, I did this. And it's hard doing it, but when you've done it, just think of the relief that happens. In exactly the same way, the Bible says that we've all messed up. We've all broken God's laws. There's no one on earth who hasn't messed up in some way or other, or who won't mess up. I know a baby maybe isn't old enough to make decisions about that, but as soon as they are old enough, at some point they're going to steal a cookie or something. They're going to do something which is not right. Because within each one of us, we've got a fallen nature. The Bible says right at the beginning, Adam and Eve, the first people, messed up. They chose to turn their backs on God. And that's when sin first came into the world. It's when suffering came in, when sickness first came in. All the bad things that happen in life started on that occasion. And God loves us. In fact, God so loved the world, he sent his son, Jesus, not to condemn us, that's the good news, but to save us, to rescue us. Jesus is the only person who's ever lived a perfect life. He didn't sin once. He lived without doing anything wrong, without breaking any of God's rules. And he deliberately gave up his life for me and for you. He died and took the blame for the stuff I've done wrong, for the stuff that you've done wrong in your life. He took the punishment for that when he died on the cross. Jesus died. It should have been me on that cross for the things I've done wrong, because the Bible says the wages, the result of the sins that we do, is death. So it should have been me on that cross, really. Should have been you, because really we've all messed up. But Jesus loves you and loves me so much. He died in our place. He took our punishment so that we don't have to take that punishment. And the choice that we have is this. Either we accept what Jesus has done, thank you for dying for me in my place, Lord, or we reject it. If we reject it, my belief is what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that one day we're all going to stand before God, and we either take that punishment upon ourselves or Jesus has taken it for us. But because Jesus loves us, he wants us to accept his free gift. You know, his free gift isn't just that we get forgiven for our sins and washed clean, cleansed like this, but he gives us his goodness, his righteousness. So all of his good law keeping is given to us as a free gift. So someone who gives their lives to Jesus and trusts in him, they're called a saint. You might think a saint is just someone extra, extra, extra special. But according to the Bible, anyone who becomes a Christian is called a saint. And you, even today, you might have not had any religious background, but you can know today what it is to have your sins forgiven by God, and not only that, but to have his righteousness, his goodness, given to you today as a free gift, so that you know, I'm not going to go to hell when I die, I'm not going to take the punishment for my own sins, but actually, Jesus has taken all of that when he died on the cross for me. So that's the second point, is Jesus died to wash us clean of our sins. And baptism is a great symbol of that, because It's like having a bath, really, isn't it, really? You're being covered in water, and water is an amazing cleansing thing. So the last thing is this. Baptism is about new life. So there's a picture, really, when you get baptized. You go down into the water, and then you come up out of the water. And Jesus died on a cross for us to take the punishment for our sins. And then he was placed in a tomb. He was dead. In fact, he stayed dead for quite some time. It wasn't until the third day that Jesus rose again from the dead. He beat death. He did the ultimate miracle. He did something that no one else has ever done. He beat death. And his promise to us is this. If you put your trust in him, okay, we all know we're going to physically die one day. But Jesus promised, he who trusts in me has passed from death to life. And my belief as a Christian is as we place our trust in him, when we die, that won't be the end. Jesus one day is going to return. He went up into heaven after he was resurrected. He appeared to over 500 people over a 40-day period. He showed himself to be alive, and then he went up into heaven. One day he's coming back, and he's going to rescue us. He's going to raise us from the dead because of what he's done for us. We're going to have a resurrection body like his resurrection body because of what Jesus has done for us. That is the amazing hope that we have. It's not, I hope it's going to happen, but actually it's, I know it's going to happen because Jesus has been raised from the dead. So shall I be. So when people go down into the water, that's like their old sinful lives going down into the grave with Jesus. Dead and buried. The old me gone. Only the bad parts of the old me, not the good parts of the old me, the bad parts of the old me, the sinful nature gone, dead, buried with Jesus. And when we come up out of the water, that's a picture of our new lives in Jesus. Now, we don't have to wait until we get to heaven to have that new life. We've got that new life today. So the belief is, when you ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins and to come into your life, he will literally come into your life by his Holy Spirit. He'll fill you and he'll help you to live a life pleasing to him. That's our belief as Christians. It doesn't mean that we never ever sin again. And it doesn't mean that if one of these people who are getting baptized today, if they mess up, that's the end, they're not a Christian anymore. I'm sure the devil will tell them that, you know, you're not a Christian anymore, look at you. They can still be forgiven, and I still mess up. But one thing I do know, I'm not the person that I was. And these guys are not the people that they were. They've changed. God has changed them. And he's continuing day by day to change them to become more and more like Jesus. He's helping them to walk and to live for him. So that's the last picture, is a picture of new life. And I wonder, do you have that promise of new life? Do you know that if you died tonight, you'd be going to heaven? Well, I believe you can know for sure that you are going to heaven. Not a, I hope so, I hope I'm good enough. None of us are good enough. You can rest assured that you're not good enough. I'm not good enough. We won't get there by being good. That's the whole reason why Jesus had to die for us. You know, we can be sure that we're going to heaven because he took the price for everything wrong we will ever do in our lives. That's how we can know. How would we know if we've been forgiven or not if Jesus hadn't raised from the dead? The fact that he's risen from the dead is proof your sins have been paid for. Trust in me and you'll have new life, is what the Lord would say to us. So I just want to finish with a chance for us to get right with God, to say sorry to God for the things that we've done wrong. That's if we want to. There's no pressure. I'm not going to force anyone to do something that they're not happy with this morning. But I also want to give people who do want to respond the chance to respond to God, to say sorry to God for stuff that's wrong, and to put trust in him. A Christian is someone who realizes that they've made mistakes and they're not trusting in themselves to get to heaven. They're trusting in Jesus and they're relying on him. We call it Jesus becoming Lord of our lives. It means that we're no longer in charge. We put him in charge of our lives. So let's just close our eyes, can we, for those who want to pray this. And I'm just going to say a very simple prayer, which is going to be saying sorry to God for the things that I've done wrong, asking God to forgive me and to come into my life, to save me from the bad things I've done, and to accept me into heaven and to fill me with his Holy Spirit. So if you want to pray that prayer between you and God, here's an opportunity to do it. Just say these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I've done many wrong things. Please forgive me for all of these things. Thank you that you died on the cross for me. Thank you for taking my punishment upon yourself. Thank you that you rose again from the dead. Jesus, today I turn away from what I know is wrong, and I choose to follow you. Please come into my life today. Rescue me from my sin. Accept me into heaven when I die. Be Lord of my life. Please come and fill me with your Spirit now. And help me to follow you every day. Amen.